I spy on this moment of science. You've seen it in movies. Someone's asked for identification, and instead of producing a badge or a picture, they simply look into a camera. Hollywood special effects departments then show us lots of neato computer graphics that suggest a futuristic machine that can scan the human iris in order to positively ID the person. Not so futuristic after all, it seems. Iris scanning devices not only exist, they're being tried out at various locations around the world. The idea behind an iris scanner is just what sci-fi told us it would be. Everyone's iris is unique and easily distinguished by modern computers from the iris of any other person on the planet. In fact, irises are more easily distinguished than either fingerprints or signatures, both of which are used today as evidence of identity. Push your finger down too hard and you can throw off a fingerprint reading device, and it's by no means impossible to imitate another person's signature. But iris scans are almost impossible to fake. As you walk toward the bank teller, a camera zooms in on your torso, finds your head, and then finds your eye. It snaps a picture and then breaks down the iris markings into dark areas and light areas. This data is compared with a scan you put into the computer's memory when you opened your account. Bing! You don't even have to swipe a card. Some systems even check for the telltale contraction and dilation of the iris to prove that the eye being scanned is indeed alive. This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor. Today's program was prepared by William Oram with help from Andrew Hansen in computer science. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website, the address there, amos.indiana.edu. For a moment of science, I'm Yael Cassander.